Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Okay, this is a little embarrassing. So I've got a monitor right in front of me, and it has images or pictures or video because we have cameras all over. So I could see Mr. Schwani in the newsroom. I could see what's going on in the sports room. I can see other studios. If there were a traffic reporter here, I would be able to see that. And then it says camera one, camera two, and I'm looking, and there's this guy standing there, and at one point he's scratching his nose and thinking, who is that? Well, that's me, and I didn't even recognize myself. This is embarrassing! I'm looking at myself. Now I'm watching. Oh, I don't know that I even ever noticed that before. 312-981-7200. What are you going to do with me? 312-981-7200. You can text, you can call that number. We will have time, and we sometimes don't, for some phone calls and or text questions. I have one right off the bat. Steve, why are there so many seagulls in a mall parking lot in Rockford? And you know what? That's a good question. Rockford is nowhere near Lake Michigan. It's nowhere near any, I don't think, it's nowhere near any body of water, so why seagulls there? There's no sea in Rockford. You know, seagulls are opportunistic feeders, and if there's enough opportunity, enough trash for them to eat, trash by our definition, not theirs, by their definition, it's dinner, then they will continue to hang out. They will even nest there and have babies there, and if they bring up their young there, that's where their young call home. That's probably what has happened there. It's happened all over the country, not only in Rockford, with various bird species, not only seagulls. Alligator Bob. So I've been listening to the radio station and watching television like everyone else all week about the alligator in Humboldt Park and hearing about Alligator Bob and hearing people call in or comment, news reporters comment on alligators. Sometimes what they say is true, sometimes, well, not really so true. And yeah, I'm with so many other people that feel badly for the alligator. Part of the issue is so many people are out there watching the alligator, not allowing, in a sense, Alligator Bob an opportunity to do what he does well. You know, we've had Alligator Bob on this show over the years a couple of different times. 20 minutes before 7 on WGN. I do want to get to those phone calls. I do want to get to those texts again. 312-981-7200. Good morning to you. And good morning to Dr. Terry Bright, the director of behavior department at the MSPCA Angel, where she has worked since 2007, starting a behavior program there. Dr. Bright received her master's and PhD in applied behavior analysis at Simmons College, and you are coming with a whole lot of experts on animal behavior to Chicago, which is why I have you on the telephone now. So thank you, Dr. Bright, for getting up so early in the morning. Good morning.
Well, good morning, and people with dogs get up early, so this is not early for me.
That is true, and that's probably why I am on so early in the morning. I am number one with dogs, I mean, that's for sure. With cats, I think I'm number one. Tell me about this conference that's coming to Chicago.
So it's part of the Animal Behavior Society annual meeting, which this year is in Chicago. And every year, the applied animal behaviorists, known as the Certified Applied Animal Behaviorists, or CABs, hold what we call a public day. And the public day is a free part of this conference where dog owners and dog trainers can come to a free seminar. This year, it's called The Modern Dog in and Out of the Shelter. And it's about dogs who are in the shelter, dogs who are in the home, well, who are the dogs that we have, how can we help them to behave better, And we have a panel of amazing experts from around the country. Would you like to hear who they are?
I do. And you know, you mentioned the focus, at least to a great extent, is on shelters. And I say to a great extent because I believe in looking at the program and knowing some of the speakers, it'll be more wide-ranging than that. And really, if you have a dog or cat at home, it will apply to you. But if you work in rescue in any way, shape, or form, or foster animals, this is something you definitely might want to consider going to. You'll learn. And as they say, the price is right, because this happens to be a free event, which is way cool with these international renowned speakers, which you're telling us about right now.
Yes, and of course our featured rock star headliner is yourself.
Well, I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure that I'm a rock star headliner, but I'm among the speakers that will be there, yes.
Well, you're going to be speaking about the new fear-free movement, so ways to handle animals so that we don't scare them. You know, we don't use what traditionally has been called bruticane or restraining an animal to force them to have a shot or to be examined. There's a whole new movement on how to change how we handle animals in that way, and a pet owner, shelter people, they can all benefit from learning about that. The other speakers are Barbara Pezzaniti is coming from New York, where she's the director of shelter training and enrichment, and she's going to talk about enrichment for both pet dogs and shelter dogs. So enrichment really can be seen as anything from training to scent work to popping bubbles with their noses, you know, anything that helps a dog be a dog, think, behave more like a dog. That's what she's going to talk about. And I have to say that one thing I really love about this public day this year is that anything that we do that benefits a shelter dog is going to also benefit a pet dog, and
right.
vice versa. Ways
right.
that you deal with your pet dog, that is going to help a shelter dog. So from the ASPCA, we also have Dr. Victoria Cousin, who is going to talk about individual preferences for training dogs and for enrichment. And that's near and dear to my heart, because a lot of shelters have, okay, on Monday we do bubbles, on Tuesday we do training, on Wednesday we put some rabbit poop in a bag and let the dog smell that. But dogs have individual preferences and differences. So if we can tap into those with individual dogs, again, shelter or pet dogs, then we can help them better be themselves and have an enriched life. So that's going to be amazing. We also have Erica Feuerbacher, who's from Virginia Tech, and she's going to talk about the research that she and Clive Wynn are doing on sleepovers for shelter dogs. So what they're doing is taking dogs from shelters and having them go into a foster home for a few days to relieve the stress of being in the shelter. And they have some interesting results of that that she's going to talk about. And we're also going to talk about if you, as a pet dog owner, are interested in being a foster for a sleepover, what do you need to know? What kind of dog should you have? How can you fit into a program like this? How might you help perhaps start a program like that in your own community? And then I'm going to talk about transitions for dogs, and this is something I'm passionate about and I'm thinking about a lot, whether it's a dog going into a shelter, coming out of a shelter. A transition can be as simple as if you have a reactive dog, how do you get from your house into the car? How do you keep your dog from barking at other dogs when you're picking up poop? If you can see the spaces between behaviors, then you can have better outcomes. And I'm going to look at that globally and microscopically. It's going to be really fun to talk about.
You know, I think the next thing that we will be talking about, and those are interesting topics, by the way, and we'll talk about where the event is and how you can just show up, or whether you have to register in just a moment, because we have some questions along those lines. But so we'll answer those in a moment. Regarding enrichment, I will be speaking at the VMX Veterinary and also WVC Veterinary Conferences. You know what they are, I suspect. Large veterinary conferences with an ethologist thinking about, okay, all dogs were bred to do something, and even mixed breed dogs have something in them that thousands of years of genetics go back to. So I wonder if we should take the next step regarding enrichment and also enrich not only for that individual dog, which I agree with, but also for what that dog was bred to do. So maybe we enrich a bit differently, and I don't know that shelters off the bat can afford to do this time-wise, but certainly us dog caretakers can. Maybe a beagle enrichment looks very different than what greyhound enrichment is, and that may look different than what a mixed breed who's 43 pounds with, we think, shepherd in it looks like, if you follow what I'm saying.
And I think that's exactly what Dr. Cusson is going to talk about, and you're perfectly right. I was doing some nose work stuff with a dog at our shelter, and I had the birch oil in the little container, and I was pairing it with food, and this dog found the scent of birch, even a little bit of it on a Q-tip, aversive, and she would back up and bark at it and put her ears back, and I'm like, we're not going to do this for her today. This is, she doesn't need this in her life. Let's have her do something else, you know. And so I love the idea of doing what a dog is bred for, and I don't think it's hard. I don't think it takes money to figure out beagle enrichment or, you know, dropping hot dogs in the grass or tying a stuffed toy to a stick and making a flirt pole for a greyhound. I don't think it takes money. I think it takes creativity.
Mm-hmm. You drop hot dogs in the grass, I'll be there looking for the hot dogs, by the way. Especially if they're Chicago hot dogs, which all of you must try. About fear-free, this is about, originally about minimizing, and that's what I'll be talking about, fear, anxiety, and stress, going to the veterinarian. But now this entire notion has expanded to dog groomers, dog trainers, to shelters, to veterinary schools, to the way which we're training dogs in the military even. And yes, the way in which our dogs and cats, by the way, live every day at home. And that's what I'll be talking about. For further information, fearfreehappyhomes.com is a good place for all of you to start. But another place to start is to come out and say hello, because this is all, and it's my favorite four-letter word, a free event. So when is the event and where is the event at?
It's Saturday, July 27th from 9 to 1. There will be free food provided.
Free food!
See, we have everything. It's at the University of Illinois in Chicago, the Student Center East Building in room 302.
Now, is that, I think that's the building, friends. I'm not sure of this. I went to school, actually, there, but that was 4,000 years ago. The building, I think, is on Halsted Street, the building you're referring to. But certainly people who are there can tell you where the building is if you're not sure exactly which building it is. Do you have an address? Did you say that?
I do not have an address.
Yeah, so we'll see. Give me the name of the building again. We'll see if we could find the address.
It's the Student Center East Building.
Student Center East Building, University of Illinois, Chicago. And we'll see if there is an address listed for that. If there is, we will give that address. Again, that starts at what time?
9 a.m., and it goes until 1 p.m.
And do you have to register in advance, or could you just pop in and say, I'm here for the food?
Just show up and have the food and the fabulous conversation.
So it turns out it's 750 South Halsted Street. So it is where I thought it is, right on Halsted. So it's across from, I think, their PE building, and it's on Halsted. I hate to say, I think, but north of Roosevelt, I'm sure of that. But I'm not sure exactly what the other streets are. 750 North Halsted, South Halsted Street. So I hope to see all of you there, and as I say, and as you said, you could just kind of turn up and learn. And you know what? These are all speakers, not counting me, because Chicagoans get to see and hear me all the time. But these are all speakers, me included, I suppose, that speak all over the world, and they happen to be speaking here in Chicago. So I think it's a wonderful opportunity to learn, and this is to be clear, because I have a question about this. Can you bring your dog to the event?
Probably not. I wouldn't, because it's I don't know what the regulations are at the university, and so I would say don't bring your dog.
Bring
your dog's questions.
That answer sounds perfectly right, unless it legitimately is a service dog of some sort. So thank you very much, Dr. Bright, for getting up so early in the morning. There is more information on my website about this, or you can go where?
You can look at the Animal Behavior Society and look for Public Day 2019.
Okay. And when we podcast the show, there will be information up there about that as well. Thank you very much, Dr. Bright.
Thank you for speaking with me, and I'll see you soon.
Thank you. More about Rockford and their seagulls. I have additional text about that. And also, yes, 312-981-7200. I want to take your calls and your questions via text or telephone. And I want to talk about that fire in West Chicago. The Sheriff's Department of DuPage County said, okay, we have some announcements to make. I'll tell you if you haven't heard about what those announcements were. All of that is next on WGN. So thank you very much. I should have known this. The Rock River, of course, goes through Rockford. And, well, that's water, right? And seagulls like water, referring to your original question about why there are so many seagulls, apparently, hanging out at a shopping center. Maybe the prices are just good. I don't know. All of that is happening in Rockford. So it was in January I reported here on this radio station at this time that about 30 dogs were killed in a fire in West Chicago at Bully Life Animal Services. We had Garrett Mercado, the owner and the trainer, on the radio show. You can listen to that interview. Go to my blog, stevedale.tv. He sounded rather different. I'll leave it at that and leave it up to your judgment. And I had questions for him, some of which, you know, the answers were questionable. And apparently the DuPage County Sheriff's Department felt the same, and also DuPage County State's Attorney's Office. And now they have announced, they just did, that they're pressing charges, 28 misdemeanor counts, 14 counts of animal cruelty, 14 counts of violation of owner duties. He could spend some time in jail. I don't really know the conditions, because I've seen some video. I've shown some video on my blog as well. Weren't so great. They were awful, in fact, for the animals there. And that's important to know. It's important to understand. Also, I'm told his training methods, separate issue, but not, weren't so great either. So I wrote a story about training methods, and because he did save dogs legitimately, allegedly, but I believe he did, from animal control in Chicago and other places as well. But at what point is it really saving dogs? And I wrote a story about that, but I also said, you know what? I'm not a fire inspector. I don't know really what happened. I don't know about, I said the state's attorney's office, and it turns out they did seriously look at this issue. I said they would. I can't do that. That's not my function. I don't have the wherewithal to do that. But what I can say is these kennel fires, which happen around the country more often than you might think, shouldn't be happening. So now we will have a law in Illinois, the first state in the country to say you must, at a kenneling facility, have a sprinkler system, or must have an alarm system that rings directly to first responders, or a human being there 24/7. I'm very proud that Governor J.B. Pritzker will soon sign that into law in Illinois. Next week on the show, the safety of those horse carriages and the horses on Michigan Avenue.